Chapter 11. The School Hero. In the morning, the boys had their breakfast together silently.
I'm sure they're putting the laptop in my cupboard now, thought Billy. It's 8:15 a.m.
Suddenly, Mr. Hopkins came into the dining room. He looked angry.
All the students must go to the assembly room now, he shouted.
The other students all went quickly to the assembly.
Good luck,
whispered Alan to Billy.
Yes, said James to Billy.
Good luck.
You'll be okay. We know you're not a thief. You're an idiot, maybe, but not a thief.
All his friends laughed at this. Mr. Hopkins walked to the front of the room.
Somebody in this room stole a laptop from my office, he said angrily.
All the students looked at each other nervously, and Billy was trembling.
I'm very sorry to tell you, one of our students is a thief. Now it's very clear to us, said Mr. Hopkins. Finally, we know his identity.
He turned and pointed at Billy.
Billy Harrison, he said loudly. Can you please go outside? The police want to talk to you.
All the students in the room turned to look at Billy. Some of them had very hostile expressions. Billy was very embarrassed, and his face was red. A policeman entered the room.
Billy, go with Officer Hamilton, shouted Mr. Hopkins. He wants to check your room with you.
The policeman was standing next to the door. Billy left his seat and walked quickly to him.
It's okay, Mr. Hopkins, said Officer Hamilton. I'll go with Billy to his room now. You wait here. I'll be back soon.
He's very serious, thought Billy nervously, as they walked to his room. I don't think my dad spoke to him.
The policeman opened Billy's cupboard and quickly found the laptop.
It wasn't me, said Billy quickly. You must believe me. This is a big mistake. I'm not the thief.
The policeman spoke very quietly.
It's okay, Billy, he said. I know the entire story. Your dad told me everything, but I can't help you without evidence. Have you got that tape?
Billy took the tape from under his pillow and gave it to the policeman.
Here's your evidence, he said in an excited voice. It's the tape of Mr. Hopkins and Mr. Evans. They stole all the things from the school. I didn't do anything illegal.
Officer Hamilton sat on Billy's bed and listened to the tape with Billy's headphones. Finally, the policeman smiled at him.
Wow, Billy, he said.
You're very intelligent, just like your dad. This tape is great evidence.
What happens now? Asked Billy.
Now we'll go and arrest the real school thieves, said the policeman. Come on, Billy.
Everybody at school was in shock. They couldn't believe it. Two policemen took Mr. Evans and Mr. Hopkins out of the room. Mr. Hopkins was furious. He was struggling with the policeman.
This is ridiculous, shouted Mr. Hopkins. Of course it wasn't me. Billy Harrison is the thief.
As the police were leaving, Billy's dad arrived. Billy ran to him and hugged him tightly.
Thank you, Dad, said Billy. I'm very happy you're here.
After that day, Billy was the school hero. Everybody wanted to hear his story.
I hope school life returns to normal soon, thought Billy. All this attention is very embarrassing.
Time passed quickly, and it was nearly the end of the term. A new headmaster was starting at the school after Easter.
Are your parents coming to the end-of-term party tomorrow?
James asked Billy.
Yes, of course, said Billy. My dad loves telling people about his son, the detective.
James laughed.
People will soon forget this story, he said. Enjoy being a school hero. It's more fun than being in trouble.
The next day, the school was full of parents and visitors. The students were ready to go home for the Easter holiday.
I'll take a final walk around the lake, thought Billy. My parents are waiting to talk to the new headmaster, and there's a long queue of parents.
Billy walked slowly towards the lake. He was thinking about the last few months in his new school.
I'm happy my parents chose this school for me, he thought.
Suddenly, Billy felt cold air blowing around him.
Why is it suddenly so cold? Thought Billy.
He looked at the lake and saw a green glow moving across the water. Billy was very scared and he couldn't move. Then he heard a strange sound. Was it a woman's voice calling, or was it just the wind?
I don't believe this, thought Billy. Another green glow across the lake. Mr. Hopkins and Mr. Evans are in prison, and it's not even the 1st of February. What's happening?
Then a figure appeared in the distance. It looked like a woman in a long black dress. Or was it a dark tree moving its branches in the wind? Billy closed his eyes.
I'm imagining this, he thought.
He turned around and ran back to school. He was too frightened to look around, and too frightened to think that maybe it wasn't his imagination. The ghost of the Green Lady must remain a mystery for a little longer.